You are listening to Soul Majority's Pirate Podcast, episode number 173, coming to you live from San Francisco, California, with your host, Scrap Hunter.
And peaceful to each other. Eat recycled food. Recycled food. It's good for the environment and okay for you.
Professor Ikeda has invented the first steaks based on proteins from human excrement. Mud is rich in protein because it is alive with bacteria. These bacteria are harmless because they are killed by heat during the manufacturing process. The artificial steak, according to initial tests, even tastes like beef. In fact, to refine the flavor, Professor Ikeda adds soy protein. 63% protein, 25% carbohydrates, 3% lipids, and 9% minerals to make one turd burger. Professor Ikeda believes the main problem is the psychological barrier. According to Professor Ikeda, the turd burger has an obvious advantage other than completing the food chain.
Oh yeah! Welcome to Sound Majority's Pirate Podcast, episode number 173. I am your host, Scrappy Huntington, and we are here in the beautiful, corrupt, but beautiful city of San Francisco, California. So, the little blurbs you just heard before you heard me is actually, the first part's from Judge Dredd. And it's about eating recycled food. And then the second part is actually a news article about Japanese recycling human shit and then making it into food. Hey, seems like some of those dystopian movies might have some truth to them, maybe, huh? Yeah, possibly. So, as you may or may not be able to tell from the intro of the show here, we are going to be talking about recycling. Now, I'm sure a lot of people out there are going to be like, what's wrong with recycling? You don't like that? Actually, it'd probably be more like, ew, what's wrong with recycling? Oh, you don't like the recycle? You hate Gaia? Well, yes. Gaia is a fat, stupid whore. Fuck her. Actually, I don't hate the environment, so let's just clear that up. I don't hate the environment. I think the government should stop dumping depleted uranium into the ground. I think HAARP should stop punching holes in the ionosphere and heating it up to manipulate weather conditions. I think that we should stop spraying chemtrails in the air and dumping aluminum and barium from airplane jet fuel into the skies to geoengineer the Earth. That's a real environmental cause. You want to save the motherfucking planet? That's what you should do. You should get out there and go absolutely AWOL at real environmental issues. And today we're going to be talking about this just because I had a little encounter where I was actually telling someone how recycling works and how it's kind of a scam, and they didn't fucking believe me. They were like, no, recycling is good. I was like, no, it's not. It actually takes more energy to recycle the products. It doesn't make any sense. And we're going to talk about that today. But before we do, before we get into the bad stuff, let's have a little good stuff. Huh? So I was actually doing some show notes last night, and I was actually in... kind of by the Presidio. I don't know the neighborhood. Richmond, maybe? I don't know. There's so many different sections to San Francisco. It's kind of hard to know where you are sometimes. I was over near the Presidio, kind of on Geary, and happened to stumble across this all-night, 24-hour diner called the Lucky Penny. And I went inside, and I was like, oh, sweet, a 24-hour diner that's not IHOP. Yeah. So I went in there and was absolutely just blown away by how cool this place was. They had a total flashback to the 1980s. I mean, they had the whole, like, little bar area, you know, with the seats. And then they actually had what used to be a smoking and a non-smoking section. And I just thought that was so fucking cool that there was still a place in San Francisco that was an old school diner that had that smoking, non-smoking section thing. And, you know, I got some food. Food was okay. I mean, it was greasy spoon food. Wasn't great. Wasn't bad. Coffee tasted like kerosene. What do you expect? And just in kind of inquiring, I talked to the lady who was the waitress at this diner. I'm sitting at the counter and I'm, you know, having my little omelet and, you know, drinking coffee at like, you know, 11 o'clock at night and working on my show notes here for the show. And just asking her, I was like, oh, hey, how long has this place been here? And kind of asking her some history about this place. And what a gem did I stumble on. So the lady's name was Lindy, and she's worked there for about 18 years. And it used to be called the Copper Penny, which I found out the Copper Penny was a chain that was originally owned by IHOP Corporation, or the corporation that owns IHOP. And it was a chain of greasy spoons called the Copper Penny. And so a third party bought it, basically, about 1970, and changed it to the Lucky Penny, and it's been that way ever since. And just kind of talking to Lindy, you know, because she's worked there for a long time, almost 20 years, and, you know, I was asking her about the smoking sections, and she was telling me about how she had a regular customer that would come in and smoke a pipe all the time. And I just thought that was cool because, you know, I smoke an old-school manly tobacco pipe, and it, you know, is just a lost art, and I thought it was cool that one thing that she just happened to voluntarily mention is that she used to have a very nice regular customer who would come in there and smoke a pipe, sit at the bar and read his newspaper, and, you know, just kind of gives you that little kickback to nostalgia and to when times were awesome and the government didn't run and micromanage your life. Now, of course, you can't smoke anywhere within 15 fucking feet of a building in San Francisco because, you know, the hairy armpit having liberal idiots have a absolute stroke if there's some kind of tobacco smoke. Weed's okay. You know, if you want to smoke weed by the door, that's totally fine. You can do that. And, you know, if you want to shoot heroin, hey, we'll give you clean needles. If you want to run around the streets absolutely butt-ass naked and you're a 50, 60-year-old, you know, lawyer and you want to run around in just your Argyle socks, hey, that's cool too. San Francisco's behind you. You want to smoke a legal tobacco substance, a cigar, a cigarette, smoke a tobacco pipe, you, my friend, are the fucking enemy of the world. There's some backwards-ass shit in this town, man. Beautiful town, amazing architecture, really cool. Not complaining about San Francisco, but just the people that run this city have some pretty dumb fucking ideas about what should go on here. So, just a really cool little thing. You could look it up on Yelp or on Google or something, and I mean, to check out some pictures. Lucky Penny is what the restaurant was called. And, you know, I went on Yelp and, you know, just to look at some pictures because a lot of people post photos there. And, you know, just people complaining mostly. I don't read the reviews because people that leave reviews on Yelp, I would say 99% of the time are fucking stupid and don't know what they're talking about and are just on there to complain about anything they possibly can. So, anyway, on to the topic at hand. So, as you may or may not know, environmentalism here in America is a big fucking business. And it's basically a religion. And they froth people up into this frenzy about how the earth is dying and, oh, the trees and the deforestation and the oh, the sky is falling and the temperature is rising and the planet is dying and oh my God. You know, they just freak out. And, you know, maybe if you remember 5-6 years ago, they were really pushing the green movement. Everything was green. Go green, go green, go green. Everything you saw was fucking green. And that used to piss me off so bad. Because I remember there was a TV commercial that had, like, the green police. And I think I actually talked about this on a way earlier episode, like, years ago. But there was a TV commercial of where they played that Dream Police song, you know. The Dream Police inside of my head. The Dream Police. Only they changed the words to the Green Police. I'm not going to sing that because it's an abomination. But they changed the words to the Green Police, and there was a TV commercial about this environmental cop, which was fucking insane to me. He was, like, knocking on people's doors and, you know, making sure they had energy-efficient light bulbs, which are fucking dangerous anyway because they have fucking mercury inside of them, and it burns off the mercury, and you're inhaling this mercury vapor all the time from these stupid curly-Q CFL bulbs. So, to make a long, you know, winded rant, slightly less winded, it's basically just frothing up people into a frenzy about environmentalism. And one of the things that they have frothed people up about is recycling. Oh man, in San Francisco, it is mandatory that you recycle. They actually have recycling police. I'm not kidding. They actually have people that work for the city that go around and will check and make sure that your recycling is in the proper bins. They don't always enforce this, but I've met these people in person. I've talked to them. This isn't like a conspiracy theory because I've heard that from people. I'm like, no. I talked to the motherfucker. He was digging through the garbage. It's like, what are you doing? I'm the trash police. We didn't say trash police, but that's what he does. He makes sure that all the recycling for the businesses is being recycled properly. And if the business doesn't recycle properly, oh, they get a fine. So you're forced in the city of San Francisco to recycle. It's silly because what I'm going to tell you is so goddamn dumb. It's not better for the environment to recycle. Now, when I say that, there's definitely some good on reusing materials. So I'm not trying to attack every form of reusing raw material that in itself I understand is a good thing. But it's not more environmentally safe to reuse those products. It actually takes 3 times more energy to process and put into raw material once again that material that you're recycling. So if you have a plastic, it actually takes 3 times more energy to sort the plastic from the machine, to melt the plastic down, to sterilize it, sanitize it, get the impurities out, and then make it back into a raw material plastic that companies can reuse for items, rather than just the first time making a chemical plastic. So it doesn't decrease the pollution. Now, it's good to reuse things, don't get me wrong, okay? Reusing glass, you know, melting it down, putting it back into glass, that's cool. But don't fucking tell me that it's better for the environment and that it uses less energy. That is a fucking lie. They're just lying to you. It's not true. It doesn't at all reduce pollution or carbon footprint or any of that bullshit. What actually is more energy efficient is incineration. So they have technology to incinerate garbage. So they can take trash, put it in an incinerator and just burn it into nothing. And they have technology, you know, scrubbers basically, that will clean out all the impurities of any burn off, any smoke, anything that's created. And there's almost zero pollution that comes from this. A fucking hell of a lot less than the recycling remanufacturing plant produces. So, recycling something doesn't mean that there is less pollution. It might be good to reuse things. There's nothing wrong with that. So don't send me some hate mail being like, you just want to waste shit. Fuck you. I'm just trying to tell you the truth on what's really going on. That recycling, first point, is not better for the environment. The second thing is it's almost impossible to run out of raw material. Now, we'll take something like fossil fuel, for example. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, we're going to run out of gas and we're going to bleed the poor Gaia dry of all its oil. That is impossible, unscientific. Mathematically, that can't happen. You're not going to run out of oil. You can drill for oil and suck out as much oil from the freaking planet as you want to. It is not, NOT, ever going to run out. There is so much, and it doesn't come from fossils. That is, the term fossil fuel is retarded. Anybody who is a geologist, anybody who is a scientist, whether they speak out about it or not, knows better that crude oil does not come from fossils in the ground. Totally unscientific, untrue statement. Anybody that tells you that is an idiot. Same thing with a lot of other materials in the ground, silica, neodymium. You're not going to run out of neodymium material. I don't care what they say. It just doesn't happen. There's so much in this earth. You can't imagine how big, how massive the earth is. Like, it's like saying you're going to run out of salt. It's just dumb. And what basically they're trying to do is just make you fearful that if you don't recycle, you're just going to use up everything. The whole world is not going to have any more raw material, not going to be able to build anything else if you don't recycle. It's this religious mantra mentality that's preparing you to not only force you to recycle, but to love it. To think you're doing good and think you're helping the environment when really you're not helping the environment. You're actually polluting more. And really, the whole thing, of course, what does it trail back to? What is this whole insane religious recycling frenzy trail back to? Money. Making goddamn pieces of paper. And one really good example right here in the city is a company called Recology. They haven't always been Recology. I don't remember, what the old company was called. Something ridiculous. Something about collecting trash eaters or something like that. I don't really care enough about Recology because they're a piece of crap company. And Recology, basically, what they do is, so they are contracted by the city, and basically what happens is they charge you to take away your trash and your recyclables, okay? They then take all of the recycling and just dump it into the city dump anyway. So all your recycling that you just sorted, they just dump it into one big pile. What's the fucking point of recycling? They just dump it into stuff. It's not like they separate it at the factory, at the plant. So that whole process is retarded. They make you feel like you're doing something good, and you're putting your compost and your plastics, and, I'm sorting things and helping the environment. Well, I'm telling you, they take that. And this isn't just in San Francisco. This is all over the place. There's waste management. There's Bertolli, a bunch of companies do this that are, you know, trash collectors. And San Francisco is not the only city in America that forces people to recycle. However, this is just a good example because this is where I live. They take your trash, they charge you to take your trash, and then what do? Well, they dump it all back into one pile, sort through it. And why do they do that? Well, because they want to take as much as possible so they can ship that shit off to China. Actually, 75% of your recycled goods are sold to China. Yay! So the whole post-consumer content bullshit on cardboard boxes, this is how it works. So they take most of the recycling, ship it back to China. Whatever China doesn't use, they sell it back to us. It's just a fucking scheme. It's a money-making scheme. So every time you see that post-consumer, you know, content bullshit, most of that is actually rebought, recycled material from China. Yay! That's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, what a great idea. It's a fucking scam. And then on top of that, you're going to tell me that it's more environmentally efficient to sort through this stuff, process this stuff, and then you're going to load it onto a gigantic ass fucking oil tanker ship that's going to sail all the way to the fuck to China through the sea, dumping and spewing oil and garbage and, you know, bullshit into the ocean because it's a giant, disgusting, you know, Chinese ship that has absolutely no environmental standards whatsoever of the ship's emission, how it runs, how it works. I mean, those things are, I've seen those boats, and they look like they're about to fall apart. The Chinese ones, the ones that are built in China, the tankers that come from there, here, right here, in the piers. I mean, I don't live that far away. I've watched these things come in, and they are just smoking, disgusting heaps of rust. Like, just barely floating through the San Francisco Bay to come and pick up a bunch of fucking garbage that the company you paid to have your recycling taken away. Now they're taking your free for them. You just paid them to take your garbage, your raw material, and then, you know, they process it and then sell the free stuff that you just gave them that they charged you for. What fucking sense does that make? How does that help the environment? It's a total fucking scam. You're just like, you're just giving this company stuff to sell for free, and you have to pay them to take it from you. How do you not see that as a fraud? You know, the other thing about Recology is here in California, this particular trash company, we have a thing here in California called a CRV, which is a California Redemption Value, and Recology has gotten busted for cooking the books, for making up, you know, numbers that don't really exist, so they can get your taxpayer money for bonuses for basically how much trash that they've recycled or gotten rid of or whatever. They also have absolutely no oversight committee, so there's no one to govern them, and they can just charge whatever they want. They can do whatever they want. There's no regulation on how they recycle, the procedures, the machines they use to recycle and sort things. I mean, you could be running a gas-guzzling diesel conveyor belt system, you know what I mean? Like, running on crude oil. No, not oil. Ah. To sort these things that, you know, supposedly are, you know, being reused for the environment, so, you know, we don't waste all of the raw material of Gaia. It's just a whole absolute insane scam, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And I mean, it's, I don't understand how you could listen to the show and then go out and, you know, sort some recycling. Fuck that. It's a scam. It's a money-making scam to micromanage your life, to sell goods to China. There's no oversight in a lot of companies, including Oregon, that I'm aware of. And in looking this stuff up, that's what a lot of other people living in towns in Oregon were having a problem with, is that a lot of trash companies don't have any kind of federal regulations or state regulations to say, hey, you have to charge this much money, or you have to use, you know, this kind of clean running machine to sort your recycling, or, you know, this is how you process it. They just do whatever the fuck they want. And then it's not like, you know, they're required to give the materials, you know, sell them back to American companies. No, they ship that shit to China on a boat, you know, dumping its bullshit through the ocean so they can sell trash, your garbage, back to China. And not only that, but this particular company, Recology, that does that, they also cook the books so they can get your taxpayer money for bonuses on the amount of garbage that they recycle. They just make up numbers. They got busted for it. But they're still doing it because there's no one to tell them not to do it. Supposedly they got rid of their CEO, though. They let him go. But it was only because he was the one that kind of blew the whistle and was like, hey, you guys are lying about these numbers here and just taking people's tax money. That's not right. So what did Recology do? They threw him in the dump. So, you know, it's a crazy, insane, mixed up world that we live in. And, you know, I don't know how people can be so gullible, you know. And it took me maybe an hour of homework in just reading news articles, reading studies from different laboratories who tested emissions from recycling plants. I mean, it didn't take that long, and it wasn't that hard to basically realize and come up with facts that recycling is not good for the environment. It doesn't help. We're reusing things, but it takes more energy to reuse these things rather than just incinerate them and be done with them. I mean, we have this giant, huge thing at Pier 96 here in the city, just full of garbage. Just burn it. You have the technology. It's not going to create more pollution. You're going to get rid of all the garbage, all the disgusting slop, sludge, bacteria. Like, dude, be done with it. We wouldn't be the first country to incinerate the garbage. You know, you want to reuse some plastic, you want to reuse some glass, that's fine. But My issue with the whole crazy frenzy recycling thing is they make you feel like you're doing good. They force you to sort your items in garbage, and then they fine you if you're not properly sorting your trash. Then they just dump it all into one pile anyway, even after you've sorted it. Then they pick through it with their giant machines that are not, quote-unquote, energy efficient. They sort through these things, and then they take 75% of it and sell off the trash that they charged you for to collect to another country instead of reselling it to American businesses at a cheaper price for the American businesses to reuse post-consumer recycled content. Total fucking scam. You know, here in the United States, I don't know about other countries, but there is a giant religious environmentalism push. And I know I've kind of already talked about this, but there's just so many things that they try to micromanage. Here in San Francisco, they have tried to ban incandescent light bulbs. It's a light bulb! Are you fucking kidding me? That's what you're worried about? Plastic bags here in San Francisco. I know there's different. I think Portland is another place in Oregon that does the bag ban, where they banned plastic bags. And then, you know, businesses are allowed to charge you now, at least the minimum is 10 cents. But the business can charge you whatever price they want for a bag. So if you go to the grocery store and buy a bunch of groceries, if you don't bring your own reusable bag, you're fucked. You're going to carry your groceries home in your fucking arms. Or you're going to pay whatever the cost of the bag is, you know, at the grocery store. And here's the thing that really pisses me off about this is, one, the business gets to keep the money. It's not like they're, you know, giving it back to the community in some way. You know, oh, hey, let's help, you know, clean up the community with this money that we're charging for, you know, these paper bags or whatever. Plastic has been biodegradable for a long time in those types of plastic bags that they use. It doesn't hurt the environment to make the plastic bags to begin with. That's fucking ridiculous. Most states have strict environmental standards for manufacturing plants. It's not like we live in Shanghai where they just use any crazy chemical they could possibly think of and nobody cares. So it's not polluting to make these plastic bags. Shut up. But the plastic bags takes less energy to make. The dyes and inks that they use on the paper bags sometimes are toxic. And then they break down and then soak into the ground and pollute the ground. The paper actually takes longer to break down than the biodegradable plastic bags that they've been using forever. So this whole thing of like, oh, you know, we're saving the environment by cutting down on plastic bags. No, it's just a fucking money-making goddamn scam. It's not better for the environment. It doesn't make any sense. And 10 minutes doing homework and research, you'd realize, wait a minute, plastic's been biodegradable for how long? It breaks down faster than paper. It takes less energy in the manufacturing process to make a plastic bag than it does paper. And we're not cutting down trees. And the paper that we're using mostly isn't recycled content. And the one that is shit we bought from China. What the fuck? It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. You know, they need to tell you about that shit. Well, someone's gotta, and I guess it's me. Anyway, that's our show. So, you know, if you're out there, buy some fucking plastic bags and give them away for free if your town has the crazy plastic bag ban. And maybe stick a little piece of paper in there that tells people some of this information. Hey, plastic is better for the environment. It biodegrades. It's been that way for a long time. This is a scam. This is a money-making scam. Fight against it. Fight against the silly environmental movement that we know today. Now, I'm not saying you should go and dump lead paint in the ground. I'm not saying that you should take your, you know, used car motor oil and dump it into the sewer drain. You know, I'm not saying that you should purposely hurt the environment or dump chemicals into the ground. Obviously, that's bad. What I am telling you on this episode is that the frenzy of going green and environmentalism is not for the environment. It is a scam to bleed you dry and micromanage your life and set you up to get you used to a micromanaged, control freak police state where the government can dump depleted uranium, spent plutonium, radioactive waste into the ground, and no one cares about that. But if you buy a child's toy that comes in a giant plastic packaging, you're some sort of evil supervillain. And if you don't put your garbage into little colored bins, just like Captain Environmentalism tells you to do so, you're a bad person. Fuck that. This is still America. Resist that shit. Resist the tyranny. You know, be underground. Just throw your shit in the fucking trash. and tell the people that run your town to burn that trash, or if they're going to recycle it, sell it back to the companies in America for a cheaper price. Don't buy into the silly environmental insanity. Don't buy into the programmed, insane brainwashing that they give you that, you know, using gasoline, driving around, running water is some sort of evil thing to do, because it's not. It's all a scam to micromanage your life and to bleed you dry. And I'm just repeating myself, so this is definitely the end of the show. So you can go on and check us out. Check me out on the interwebs. You go to the Facebook page for the band and the radio show at facebook.com/silentmajoritypunks with an X, P-U-N-X. You can also find us on Twitter. And that's at Silent Majority. The I is a 1 and the O is a 0. That's Silent Majority. I is a 1, O is a 0. At Silent Majority on Twitter. And you can always email the show if you want to send us some hate mail, if you want to send us some love mail. It's thesilentmajority@icloud.com is our email address. It is no longer silentmajority@mindless.com. I have been getting some emails at that address still. It's not that anymore. Forget about it. That one doesn't exist. It does, but not anymore. thesilentmajority@icloud.com. That's going to be the show email address, where if you want to write in, I'll be checking that. And you can write in with anything you want. Please go on iTunes and give me a rating. Even if it's a bad rating, even if you're like, I fucking hate that scrap. He's a dumbass motherfucker and he says recycling is bad. That's why I grow my armpits out and shave my head. Yeah, grow the hair in your armpits out. I don't know if you can actually grow your armpit itself, but hey, maybe you can. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to the show. Make sure you go on iTunes, rate us, and a big thank you to everyone out there who's been supporting the show for a long time, who's been listening. And also just want to say a quick thank you to the Pipes Magazine radio show and all the people who have subscribed or joined that are from the Pipes Magazine radio show. If you haven't checked that out, I was actually interviewed on that show last Thursday. So I don't remember the episode number off the bat, but it is 2 episodes ago. So not the newest episode today, but the episode before that. Anyway, it's a great show. Check it out. Pipes Magazine radio show. They interviewed me for being a punk rock pipe smoker. And definitely a big thank you and hello to all the people that listen to that show that now listen to the show. Because, you know, they plugged it on the show. Anyhow, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.